back. Good morning. Time to do our Friday talk around here. Got some clouds right now, 66 degrees. And I know it's Friday because Brianna Colville's standing in here with a big old smile on her face. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good. That was some peppy music to lead in.
It was like a rave. I'm jacked up here for this report. And I'm happy because you informed me that September is National Preparedness Month.
It is.
So what does that involve? What goes on in National Preparedness Month?
Well, National Preparedness Month is just a month that is designated by FEMA through their public information, their public education website, ready.gov, where we promote preparedness and encouraging everyone to become more prepared. So the theme this year is preparedness starts at home.
True enough.
Yep. True statement. It absolutely does. Absolutely starts at home. And they've outlined a four-step process to get you more prepared. Now, this is, if you listen regularly, this isn't going to be new news.
No, we cover this a lot, but that's your job.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's all about knowing your risk. Yeah. So what are the issues that could happen in your area, whether they are natural disasters, whether it's, you know, some sort of technological emergency, you know, if you live in other parts of the state, they have to worry about nuclear things and all of that and power things and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have that here.
No, we just have Canadian smoke and mosquitoes. What we got.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But you may have something specific to your area. You may be a farmer and you have anhydrous on site or, you know, anything like that. So knowing your risk.
Good point.
Making a family emergency plan is going to be your next step. And we talk about that all the time. How are you going to communicate? Does everyone know everyone's phone numbers? Do you have them written down because you're never going to remember? Where is your meeting point if you have to evacuate your home? So you have a meeting point outside your house. You have a meeting point, you know, XYZ area in your community in case everyone has to gather in another location, and et cetera. So having that plan, super important. Next, building your emergency kit. How many times have we talked about making a kit?
Constantly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So have the 3-day supply of food and water for every individual in your household, plus food and water for your pets, if that's applicable to you, medications, copies of important paperwork, a first aid kit, a flashlight, extra batteries, things to do if you have little ones, coloring books, crayons, board games, puzzles, anything like that, couple of garbage bags, some toilet paper, any of those essential items. Some will even keep a change of clothes in their kits just in case. You never know, because sometimes you're going to grab that kit and go versus using that kit in your own home where you may have those supplies accessible to you. And then lastly, getting involved in your community by, you know, being aware of emergency procedures within the community or having their emergency alert system programmed to your phone. So being on Code Red, being on Everbridge if you're in Richland County, so you can get those alerts. And then being aware of what's happening in your community. The more aware you are of your surroundings, the better prepared you're going to be in the end if something does occur and you have to respond to it.
Well, let me ask you this. Got to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
Okay. What about the people that say, kind of the naysayers that go, gee, Brianna, this sounds like a lot of work for something that may never happen. I know you've heard that before because we've talked about that.
And it does sound like a lot of work for something that may never happen. But wouldn't it be worth it if it did happen?
If it did happen, right.
Exactly. You're saving yourself all that time and energy and anguish on the back end of things if something does occur and you're ready for it. Can you imagine having to replicate or figure out where all of your important documents are?
No.
If you lose every single one of them?
Right.
Right. Think about that. Do you know the phone number for your insurance company? Not everybody's insurance company is local. How are you going to get a hold of them? Do you know where all of your finances are? Not everybody does.
Mm.
Nope. You use that debit card or that credit card and you just assume that everything works out. But do you really know how to access that kind of stuff if you don't have your immediate
if it's
plan?
Not with you? Yeah.
Exactly. So how are you going to get that stuff back? Well, having those kinds of things documented and in a safe location is going to save you so much time. And then having food and having water, if you have to evacuate, it just saves you time and anguish because you have that stuff with you.
Well, and I think people, too, are kind of misled thinking, well, this just has to do with weather. No, it has to do with other things, too.
No, there could be a chemical spill. There could be a gas leak. There could be some sort of, you know, catastrophic building issue where you
have to
leave
to get out
wherever
yeah.
you are. So it could be anything, but having just these generic supplies that you can pick up and take with you if you have to go is going to save you so much time.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Well, and now the new thing is, if you shop at any of those buy-in-bulk stores, they have the freeze-dried emergency food kits now.
Really?
Like, yep, on the shelf. Some of them are 30-day supplies and 60-day supplies. So if that's something up your alley, you know, go right ahead. That stuff is shelf stable for decades.
I was going to say, have you tried any of this? Can you give us an example of what this might taste like?
Now, I don't own any of those, so I haven't gone out and purchased one of those kits yet. They are available.
But
so
if that's something up your alley. Yeah, but if it's
right
an emergency
ahead.
And you're desperate, I mean, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, my husband knows that I hate canned peas. More than anything on this planet, I hate canned peas.
Why is
but
that?
But if I had to eat canned peas in an emergency, I would do it.
Right.
So keep that in mind, too, when you're stocking that emergency food supply. Maybe have stuff in there.
Throw some canned peas in, just for Brianna's sake.
Throw some canned peas in, just because you think of me.
All right. Well, let's talk Vikings. You're very happy about the outcome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it worked out well on Monday. So the entire game, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously everybody knows what happened, because not obviously everybody does. But it was the Vikings-Bears, season opener. It was not looking great. Everyone expected the Bears
to not do well. No, and Chicago's terrible. Yeah.
Yes. And it didn't go well until third quarter, and then everything turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. And it was great to see J.J. McCarthy shake off the jitters. You could tell early on in the game that he was nervous, and I get it.
He got it together.
It was his primetime debut.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt himself preseason last year, so he didn't play the whole season. So to be a starting quarterback, to debut primetime like that, and then to score a touchdown, like, what a great
game for him. That is huge.
And he actually scored a touchdown, so good for him. It was a good game. The entire game I had to remind my husband, don't get too overwhelmed and worked up about this. Remember, they're a second half team
early
the
and
Vikings
it's,
are
it's
second
so
half
early
team.
In the season please
it is yeah. Everybody had to shake off the cobwebs and get the jitters out, and it seemed to click by the end of the game, and maybe it was luck.
And
regardless,
here,
it was a really good game to watch.
Good, and they won.
Back and forth and the ups and downs. And they won.
Awesome.
So it was good. So we'll see what happens moving forward. Again, they're going to break my heart eventually.
Yep.
How early in the season will it be?
I'll tell you that.
Yep, it'll be fine.
All right.
Yep, it's always fine.
Coming back next Friday, tell me yes.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk then. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We talk with her every Friday here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
yeah, the work week. That's 9 to 5 from Dolly, of course. It's Friday, September 12th. Welcome to the Radio Hut. Coming to you live here from Dakota Avenue. Hope the day is treating you good. I know it's early, but, you know, still. A lot going on this weekend, man. Headwaters Day tomorrow, Bull Bash tomorrow. Got big goings on out at Valley Lake Boys Home, too, as they celebrate their 50th anniversary. And then next Tuesday, Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center is Family Fun Night going on from 5 until 7. It'll be a lot of fun. Tug of war between Breckenridge Police and Fire Departments, rock climbing wall, Piccadilly face painting, caricature portraits, and a whole lot more. Free will donations are going to be accepted for that. It's a year-round youth program fundraiser. For more information, give Mandy a call. 701-640-6829. Again, that's 701-640-6829.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. Now is a great time to start thinking about protecting your recreational vehicles and equipment. Stock up on Splash RV Antifreeze.